Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
The phone lines are still packed, and I kind of love this because I think it's an interesting conversation. It's come up a couple times. Can you take your kid out of school for experiences? Now, I told you one of the examples was DeMar DeRozan's daughter was out for the playoff or play-in playoff game. Also, there was a superintendent that wrote a whole letter using Taylor Swift lyrics saying that Taylor Swift concerts are not an excuse to miss school. So, can you take your kid out of school for cool experiences? Colleen and Elgin.
Yes, I do, because I took my kids to Germany for 2 weeks, and the teachers were like, can we go? They were like, absolutely. You guys need to do that.
I always thought it'd be cool, especially like when my kid is learning about certain things, like if they're learning about the Grand Canyon, to be able to go to the Grand Canyon. Yes. And those kind of, you know what I mean?
Right, and be able to, you know, meet their family that's from another country and taste different foods, and we went to castles, and
yeah.
You know, they were crying. They were so excited.
Well, school's important. There's just certain things you can't learn in school. Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for calling. All right, Megan from Antioch. Are you a parent? Do you work in a school?
I work at a school. I work with kids.
Okay, perfect. So what do you think, coming from someone that works in the school, as far as taking your kid out of school for experiences?
I think it's absolutely okay. I remember when I was younger and my parents would take me out of school. First of all, I felt so cool. And it was just exciting, and it also builds a bond with your parents.
Right. Yeah, I do believe there's a lot of benefits to it, but there are still a lot of people, I think, that are like, you can't miss school for those things. And you're like, well, I don't think that the kids are going to fall behind for missing a couple of days. And if that's the case, there's probably a bigger issue, right?
I agree. I also think if it's a frequent thing, then there might be a problem.
Right.
But
you're like, every Thursday and Friday you miss because we like 4-day weekends in this house. That's our, you know, that might be a red flag, right?
Okay. Then it might not be okay. But if it's just a one-time thing every once in a while, I say absolutely take your kids out of school to do something fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. All right, Casey from Crystal Lake, real quick. What do you think about taking your kid out of school for experiences?
I'm a teacher and I'm all for it. Just don't ask me to put together a packet if you're not going to do it with them.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, make sure you're not creating extra work for the teachers.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, I'll put together a packet for you. But I put together plenty of packets and they never come back.
Oh, they never come back to school?
Correct.
Do they just leave school forever?
The packet.
Oh, the packets never come back. I was like, well, this is not what I'm talking about. All right, that's funny. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
What's up, y'all? This is Breland.
U.S. Now. What do you think, Paul?
I think it's rotten to do.
It's rotten?
Yes, and the reason for it is that kids need to learn responsibility, and their responsibility is to go to school.
So you think their responsibility that they are learning is going to school, and that you don't learn equally valuable lessons by going to do something else for yourself?
No. There's other times to do that. You got to learn the schedule. Give these kids a sense that it's okay to forego something that you're responsible for, perhaps as an adult when they grow up, and they become lacking in their job.
Yeah, do you think that adds to the terrible relationship with productivity that most of us have growing up now, because you're told so much that your work and your job has to come first as opposed to your life?
Work and job has to come first, because without that, you won't have a life.
Thank you, Paul. I would probably argue the exact opposite, is that you don't have a life when you are living to work. And you're not living to actually enjoy your life and the things that this world has to offer. I do think that that's much more of an old school mentality. So I think I know where you're coming from. But I think most of these people that have called, the parents and teachers who are seeing it firsthand now with their kids, and the benefit of the joy that those experiences bring outweighs part of the responsibility you think they might be missing. And if them learning responsibility is a problem, there might be a bigger problem that school isn't going to fix. It has to be fixed at home first anyways. But thank you so much for calling, Paul.
All right.